Well, here we are out at Piedmont Tech.
Yes, ma'am.
And we are looking at some good things here. But what specific projects are you thinking about now that you have completed 46 county tour? What are you looking at for the state?
I am really looking at a thank you, Lord, getting to the 46 counties, which is an important milestone for us because we have been on a listening tour, which gives us an opportunity to understand what's really happening according to the people, not according to the polls, not according to stats, but according to people. So that's really an important part of the equation. Next for me is really formulating our agenda and moving forward on education reform and focusing on family-owned businesses, entrepreneurs, the backbone of our economy. And as a small state like South Carolina with such a big impact, it's remarkable the type of resources that are coming to South Carolina because of our manufacturing renaissance that we're experiencing. So I will focus on those things that build a better economy. I think a good economy makes all things possible. So understanding the pillars of a good economy and attracting the type of industry that we need and we can help to make successful in the state is a very important part of my equation going forward.
Now, bringing up education, last week the president said that he wanted colleges to be graded by the government. What do you have to say about that?
Well, the president oftentimes provides an opportunity for us to smile because we're like, what is he thinking sometimes? And this is one of those, at the end of the day, what we need to do is we need to produce a better product that is employable. I think that that starts at the third grade. It's understanding who we are, where we're going, by the potential that we see in third graders. This whole notion that we can centralize control of education, bring all the revenues to Washington, move all the decisions to the administration, and somehow improve America is flawed from its inception. The genesis of that thought process is inconsistent with reality. So from my perspective, we ought to focus our attention on improving education by improving the foundation of education. The president wants more control of everything. That's a bad direction for America.
Are they really concerned about redistribution of wealth?
Well, a part of the formula that he suggests is that there's a way for a perfect man and a perfect system to perfectly redistribute my money to other people. I don't believe in perfection other than Jesus. And so there's no perfect system, there's no perfect man, and there's no perfect way to redistribute wealth. At the end of the day, what we should realize is redistribution is a cause that has been tried for a couple hundred years of recorded history, and it hasn't worked out very well. And it will consistently prove to be a very, very bad way of governing. I will stand in the way of that notion of redistribution because I've seen in my life that free markets, limited government, lower taxes actually improve the well-being of the average person. So redistribution should be DOA.
Now, you always tell us a lot of stories.
Yes.
Every time I hear you, you're telling us a story, whether it's about your mom in the switch, your nephew, the car crash.
Yes.
In business, what was one of the stories maybe that we haven't heard that really made a difference to you that made you go, this is a good lesson?
Well, one of my mentors in business is a guy named Al Jenkins, who was a small minority business owner of the year in 1996. When I was heading into business in 1999, one of the lessons that Al wanted to make sure that was reinforced in my consciousness was this notion of you don't necessarily have to spend it when you make it.
It's a
new concept, right?
Exactly.
So Al's concept was, as business owners, when you make a profit, you don't go out and buy a nice car. You don't go out and buy great jewelry. You don't go out and spend the money that you have. And I know some people buying nice
jewelry
and
now,
shoes is okay.
Right.
Know?
Remember, but I own Sharp Facets Gallery. Okay.
But let me reverse myself here. You should buy what you can afford.
Exactly.
And one of the things he said was that having a great month in business does not make a great year.
That's true.
It makes a great month. So if you spend the resources during the great month, then during the lean months, you won't have anything. And so in business, one of the most important things is the long view. And what he was trying to sell me on was this concept called the long view, because he had seen too often small business owners, first generation guys, who see a great month, spend all that money, and then you're broke.
Yep.
He was trying to help me not be broke.
So that was an important lesson.
Very important lesson. I mean, several other ones. I had another mentor, Jerry Zucker, who was a great business owner in the Charleston area, a Jewish fella, who taught me the art of philanthropy. He said that it's your responsibility not only to give, but to invest. And the difference for him was this, that you give your resources, but you invest your time. So you have to give and invest.
And it's because of those things that we decided that you needed an award from WCRS.
What?
Yes, it's true.
Oh.
We have done our first annual Heart Award.
No way.
Aww. Presented to Tim Scott here today.
You're about to bring tears to my eyes. I'll be done.
Have a Heart Award for Tim Scott.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Can I hug you?
Yes, you can afterwards.
Right. Okay. No on the hair hugging. I apologize.
All right.
That's so sweet, Ann.
Well, there's more.
I always say on every show that I'm on, I too love Ann. It's a part of what I've said for the last couple of years, and that's been a blessing to get to know you and your conservative principles, your love and your compassion for people, your desire to serve. You are a voice that we all need in these echo chambers of politics, but you go beyond politics and you have a faithful representation of who you are, and it is a wonderful and beautiful thing. Thank you so much. From you, this is huge. I really appreciate that.
Well, we wrote up a very formal document on you getting the Have a Heart Award.
Aww.
And part of it is because of your mom not sparing the switch growing up.
Spare the rod, spoil the child.
Yes, that's right. Your hard work, your conservative, your being on this tour. We couldn't think of anything better than at the end of the tour to get our Have a Heart Award. On top of that, being number 35 on the list of the best, best looking here, easy on the eyes, we wrote in the award. I want to present this plaque, too.
That's even more precious. That's awesome. Well, I love it.
There you go.
Let me see if I get this right there. Oh, thank you very much.
There you go.
That's so cool. Hugs now?
Yeah, now we can have a hug. Yes.